96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I was talking to Jessica, telling her that she needed to live, that she needed to live for her children, and that I was here, and that I was helping her, and that she needed to live, and that they were on their way.
That is the voice of Milt Sharp. He spoke out today about the domestic violence murder of his neighbor, 31-year-old Jessica Wilson, the mother of two, was shot to death by her boyfriend Sunday morning in front of her home. Police say her boyfriend, Edward Hale, shot himself to death near an elementary school playground this morning. Once again, we are exposed to the horrors of domestic violence, and we are talking about this issue tonight ahead of tomorrow's event at Crampton Auditorium on the campus of Howard University. Tonight, my guests are Karen Campbell, Verizon Mid-Atlantic Vice President of Government Affairs, Becky Lee, founder of the Becky Lee Women's Support Fund, and Lauren Vaughn, Executive Director of My Sister's Place. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me first go to you, Karen, and talk about Verizon's involvement in addressing domestic violence issues, because to the average ear, someone would say, well, Verizon, domestic violence, why those two together?
Yeah, great. First, Harold, thanks so much for the opportunity to be here on the show this evening. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here with you and your HUR listeners, particularly with Becky Lee and Lauren Vaughn, who are both partners with Verizon in the prevention of domestic violence. And more importantly, they're most definitely fierce advocates to make sure that we eradicate this issue from our society. So Verizon has had a long-standing commitment to domestic violence prevention for almost 20 years. We've launched the Hope Line program. I'm certain that some of your listeners have seen drop boxes in some of our wireless stores, which allow them to donate and allows us to recycle and reuse old wireless phones. And what we do with those is those are used to benefit women's shelters and other victims' organizations. Since 2001, we have donated more than $77 million in grants to support domestic violence organizations across the country, and donated over 180,000 cell phones and millions of voice minutes and text messages serving domestic violence prevention organizations.
But why is that? I mean, what you said, 20 years. I've often wondered what it's like to be kind of a fly on the wall in corporate America when they do these kinds of things. As you know, domestic violence, very, very serious.
Absolutely.
Not only for the survivors, but obviously for victims this young lady, Jessica Wilson, who was murdered. So, you know, why did Verizon come forward and decide to be a part of that kind of activity?
Yeah, so think about that particular person in that particular scenario. That absolutely doesn't just impact her home life, but that impacts her work life. That impacts her children. It impacts her family. And so it is most definitely a critical business issue for us. And, you know, again, I mean, we identified that 20 years ago as something that was important to support our employees, but also to support our community.
Interesting. Lauren, when you heard this story about Jessica Wilson, I would imagine, certainly in your capacity at My Sister's Place, unfortunately, this is nothing new. The only thing that's new about it is that it just doesn't seem to go away. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts about that?
You know, domestic violence is something that affects everyone in this country in some way, shape, or form. One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And that is a tremendous statistic, and those are just the people that actually report. I think that the numbers are a lot greater. And what we do at My Sister's Place is try to provide options for safety and safe sanctuary through shelter and transitional housing, as well as all of the holistic wraparound services to help women and their children and men get back on their feet. We work to empower them so that they can live independent, self-sufficient lives free from abuse.
Mm-hmm. Becky, I started this conversation in kind of the tease when we were talking about the faces of domestic violence. In this particular case, we have three. We have the perpetrator of the crime. We have the victim. But we also have a father and husband who tried to step up. And one of the things we did not hear in that soundbite was that he saw this man attacking her beforehand, and he tried to intervene even then. Talk to me about the different faces of domestic violence.
I think a lot of times there are many assumptions, and I think that assumptions that people on the outside looking in ask questions, how do I help this my neighbor? I hear the fighting that's going on next door. How do I help even that child who is maybe seeing all this growing up in this household that's violent? But often we don't have the tools or the confidence to have those speaking sort of points to be able to reach out. And the situation that you just mentioned, there are children. It sounded like there was children involved.
Two children. And they were in the house when this was happening, mm-hmm. which is the horrific thing. We understand that they are now with their father.
And so I think that, you know, there's a tremendous need in the United States, in this country, really to really focus on education, understanding the warning signs, understanding that there's always red flags that are going on, but also not just that, then what's the next piece, the call to action? What are the resources that are available? What hotlines are available? Who are the organizations that are doing this groundwork in this grassroots sort of capacities? I think that often that first phone call is very difficult to make because of all the judgment that the survivor goes through, thinking, well, this is my fault. If I don't do this, I'm being threatened this way, or my children will be hurt this way. So understanding sort of the complexities of the different factors of why somebody is still in this relationship, and how friends, how family, how an employer, how even the neighbors can help by asking those questions or saying even that question, you know, is everything okay? Mm. And I think often we live in a society where we really, really pride ourselves on our privacy and having our, you know, levels or boundaries of what is my personal space. And even, you know, in our programs at Becky's Fund, where we teach these young men, these young women as young as 9 years old, here are the warning signs. If you're seeing this amongst your friends, if you're seeing this at home, here are the things to look out for. But also the next step, you know, tell somebody mm-hmm. or ask the question. Reach out and say, I don't know what's going on, and I'm a little scared because my mother is going through the situation. I know that it's also my father is involved. But I need to tell somebody to get help, to get that support.
I want to talk more about that very specific issue. You know, what to do when you suspect that there may be a problem, and not just when it is horribly obvious. Because sometimes, unfortunately, when it becomes horribly obvious, it is too late. But we want to remind our listeners that this discussion comes just a day before a very special event that's happening tomorrow. It is Behind Closed Doors, an evening with the Jan Levan Zandt. Now, that's going to be at Crampton Auditorium. Unfortunately, because of the publicity and the popularity and the interest in this particular issue, a registration for this event is closed. And we just want to remind you of that registration is closed, but it will be happening tomorrow, and we will be covering it tomorrow here for WHUR News. So for those who are attending, certainly we hope that your lives are enriched and that you are educated by this event. Let me quickly go to the phone lines. I may have to let someone hold on for a bit. The phone lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Tommy, calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind? Quickly.
Yes, I had something I wanted to say really quick. Everybody's always talking about the statistics of women. One in four women is going to be a victimized of this, but no one's ever talking about the statistical fact that women actually hit more than men do in domestic violence. I went to Temple University where we performed a study that proved exactly this fact. It's a statistical fact that women actually hit more. Like, for instance, when Stephen A. was speaking about how everyone should play their role to make sure domestic violence doesn't happen, everybody jumps on him about it, when indeed he said nothing wrong. It's not just men. And as far as the event that's coming up, I hope it's not a men, females the victim thing, because that solves nothing between men and female at all. You have to speak on both sides of what's going on. It's not just one person creating the domestic violence. It takes two.
Okay. Well, Tommy, thank you for your phone call. I'll have my guests address that issue after the break. So we will talk about that. And if you have questions or comments, please give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about putting a face on domestic violence tonight ahead of tomorrow's event on the same issue at Crampton Auditorium. It's called Behind Closed Doors, an evening with Ayan Levan Zant. We want to remind our listeners, of course, that the registration for this event is closed. So there will be no more people allowed to attend this event. I'm sure it'll be a packed house. I want to remind you also, my guests are Karen Campbell. She is Verizon's Mid-Atlantic Vice President of Government Affairs. Also Becky Lee, founder of the Becky Lee Women Support Fund, and Lauren Vaughn, Executive Director of My Sister's Place. Taking your phone calls for comments and questions about this issue. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Lauren, would you like to address the comment that Tommy made prior to the break about women also being the perpetrators of domestic violence, just as men can be?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to have people think that I think, or that I believe, that women are the only victims of domestic violence. The stats that we know is that about 85% of victims are women, but about 15% of victims are men, and that could be female, where it's female on male, or it's male on male. So statistics are only what we gather, information that we gather from people who report. I think that the statistics for men being abused by both women and by other men is a lot higher, but that men are less likely to come forward and ask for help, mm-hmm. that they are embarrassed, and that they simply just don't want to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Can you, Karen, talk to me a little bit about the feedback? As you said, this domestic violence initiative at Verizon has been going on for two decades. What kind of feedback have you received from people who have in one way, shape, or form participated or have been affected by this participation?
Yeah, I think that, we most definitely have gotten feedback from survivors whom have had the opportunity to benefit from some of the programs that we've been involved in. So certainly there's been an impact. But there is so much more work to be done that I want to continue to reinforce that, yeah, absolutely, we are committed. And yes, there have been positive results over the last two decades. But, we're really focused on making sure to continue to get the word out and to create that environment so that folks are comfortable talking about it, because there is so much more to do. And, we'll absolutely continue to focus on this initiative. And really, it's about that open dialogue and creating that safe environment so that we can continue to communicate about it, so that folks don't feel that there is that stigma associated with coming forward, either male or female.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of safe environments, both Becky and Lauren represent organizations organizations that specifically deal with safe environments. I need to take another break, but before we do, Becky, can I have a web address where people can contact your organization? Also, Lauren, the same for you, please.
Sure. So Becky's Fund can be located on the internet at www.beckysfund, BECKYSFUND.org.
Becky'sFund.org. Lauren?
My Sister's Place web address is www.mysistersplacedc.org. That's MYSISTERSPLACEDC.org.
And I promise after the program, I will be posting those web addresses on the Daily Drum page of WHUR.com. If you were on the phone, please hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.